Dear brothers and sisters in Jesus Christ, today's gospel explains the basis of our faith as the acceptance of Jesus as the Christ, our Lord and Savior. It also tells us that Christ Jesus became our Savior by his suffering, death, and resurrection. Scripture lessons of today. Jesus saw aspects of his own life and mission foreshadowed in Zechariah's prophecy given in the first reading and in Isaiah's servant songs. Zechariah's pierced one in the first reading, in the light of today's gospel, invites us to identify ourselves with our suffering Savior, Jesus, during the moments of our pains as well as suffering. In the second reading, Saint Paul teaches us that through faith in Jesus, we become the children of God. Paul advises us to put on Christ, which means that we should allow Christ to begin to work in us as our Messiah, our personal Lord and Savior, healing us of our hatred, prejudice, selfishness, and whatever else blocks God's reign within and among us. And today's gospel consists of two sections. The first, messianic confession of Peter, acknowledging Jesus as Christ the Messiah, the Son of the living God. And second, Jesus' prediction of his passion, death, and resurrection, followed by his clear teaching on the three requirements of Christian discipleship. Whoever wishes to come after me must deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. There is a story told about the Catholics' general knowledge about the Bible, the Messiah, as well as catechism. Once a Sunday school teacher was telling the students of how the walls of Jericho came down amazingly by the blowing of trumpets and shouts of the people. Teacher, observing that Johnny, one of the students, was daydreaming, the teacher asked him, "Johnny, who knocked down the walls of Jericho?" Johnny started shouting furiously, "I didn't do it, I didn't do it." And he ran from the class in protest. That evening, the teacher met his parents in the park and spoke to Johnny's mother the whole incident. The teacher also told mother Johnny's unreasonable outburst in the class and going out of the class. His mother said, "If my son said he didn't do it, then he didn't do it. I trained him not to tell lies but the truth." The perplexed teacher asked Johnny's mother if she could speak to the boy's father. When the teacher explained the whole incident to him, he said, "Teacher, let us not fuss about this. What has happened is happened. Just tell me how much it will cost to repair the walls and I will write a check. Dear friends, the life messages that we are invited to learn are, firstly, Jesus must enter into our living experience, loving us, forgiving us, helping us, and transforming our lives and outlook. The knowledge of Jesus as Lord and personal Savior should become a living personal experience for each Christian. This takes place when we listen to Him through the daily meditative reading of the Bible, talk to Him through daily personal and family prayers, offer Him our lives on the altar in the Holy Mass, and reconcile with Him the sacrament of reconciliation, and recognize and respond to Him in our brothers and sisters. Secondly, we need to surrender our lives to Jesus, whom we experience our Lord and Savior. We surrender our lives to Jesus by rendering humble and loving service to others with strong conviction that Jesus is present in every human being. We begin to praise and thank God in all the events of our lives, both good and bad, realizing that God's loving hand is behind every event of our lives. Thirdly, we need to deny ourselves, take up our crosses, and follow Jesus. Self-denial requires that we evict selfish thoughts, evil desires, and tendencies from our hearts, enthrone God in our hearts, and share Him with others. We carry our crosses the Christian way when we accept them from God gracefully and share our health, wealth, time, and talents with others, even when it causes us a struggle or suffering. Let us pray for this grace as we continue to take part in this Eucharistic celebration. May the good Lord bless all of us in this regard. Amen.